Verwandle deine Leidenschaft mit Shopify in ein Business und knack Umsatzrekorde mit dem Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Du hast richtig gehört. Der Checkout mit der weltweit besten Conversion. Der legendäre Checkout von Shopify vereinfacht das Shoppen auf deiner Website bis hin zu Social Media und überall dazwischen. Na, das ist Musik für deine Ohren. Wie du es auch drehst und wendest, mit Shopify kannst du zu einem echten Hit werden. Starte deinen Test noch heute für nur 1 € pro Monat auf shopify.de/rekorde.
Kaffee in seiner besten Form mit der neuen Cubo One Kapselmaschine von Tchibo. In jeder Cubo-Kapsel steckt Spitzenkaffee aus besonderen Anbaugebieten. Für Espresso, Kaffeecrema oder Kaffee Grande auf Knopfdruck. Die neue Cubo One überzeugt mit Premium-Design, kompakter Größe und kleinem Einstiegspreis ab 29 Euro. Dank innovativer Press-Brew-Technologie wird jede Tasse besonders aromatisch mit samtiger Crema. Entdecke jetzt die Cubo-Kapselmaschinen in deiner Tchibo-Filiale und auf tchibo.de.
Don't take candy from strangers. A little over a year ago today, I wrote and recorded one of my favorite stories for this channel. And tonight, I've decided to re-record and fully produce it for you guys here. Just do me one favor. If this story scares you, share it with your friends. It is the story of a man who loves Halloween. He simply enjoys scaring the trick-or-treaters. Trick or Treat by Darkness Prevails. Halloween is my favorite time of year. I always leave my porch light on during this gracious season, but I never buy any candy. The kids don't know that until they run screaming down the steps, usually tripping over each other as they fight selfishly for survival. You see, I just love to put on a scary mask from my ages-old collection before I open the door. I'll look through the peephole to see my guests. Then I'll jump out and render their hearts to mush right in their chests. They rarely ever chant the whole trick or treat before they are falling over the porch. It gives me a good laugh while I'm waiting for the next unsuspecting children. The doorbell rings and I hastily choose a different mask to scare this new set of victims. I look through the peephole and what do I see? It's nothing more than a single boy. He can't be more than 10 years old, donning a cute, makeshift ghost costume. He seems to be trick-or-treating all by his lonesome. No parents or friends anywhere around. Poor thing. I take off my mask and grab a special piece of candy from the decorative table under the nearby window. I open the door and I hear a stuttered, trick-or-treat. I smile and offer him the candy. He reaches out to take it and I pull away. I tell him he can only have it if he eats it right now. He hesitates, but eventually he complies with my request. He lifts up the white cloth veil, revealing flushed red cheeks and fresh glossy eyes. Now excited, he grabs the candy, rips off the wrapper and nearly swallows it whole. Again, I smile. What a delightful boy. I ask him if he liked it. And he nods his head. But that nod of his begins to dull, and his eyes start to close. His legs are trembling before betraying his body and relinquishing their hold. He falls to the wood of the porch hard. I pick him up, and I carry him inside. Oh, I do love the trick-or-treaters, to scare them as they come to my door. But what I enjoy most of all is when they come alone. Because when they come alone, I get to add a new mask to my collection.